WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Jake Carter here, back with another shot of daily inspiration to kickstart your day. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, self-love. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, oh, that's so cliche, hear me out. I get it, self-love can sound like a fluffy concept, but trust me, it's the foundation for everything else in life. Think about it. You wouldn't pour water into a cracked bucket, right? It's the same with our lives. If we don't nurture and love ourselves first, how can we truly show up as our best selves for others, pursue our dreams, or even handle those inevitable bumps in the road? So, let's break it down. Here are five powerful moves to cultivate more self-love and acceptance right here, right now. First things first, ditch the negative self-talk. I know, easier said than done, right? We all have that inner critic whispering doubts and negativity. But guess what? You get to choose whose voice you listen to. Challenge those thoughts. Next up, practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good stuff, big or small. Maybe it's a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, or that amazing friend who always knows how to make you laugh. Focusing on what's positive shifts your entire energy. Now here's one that's super powerful. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Did you finally finish that project? Ace that presentation? Nail a tricky workout? Boom. Celebrate it. These wins fuel your confidence and keep you moving forward. And remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that recharge you, whether it's reading, taking a walk in nature, getting lost in a good movie, or simply indulging in a long, hot bath. You deserve to feel good. Finally, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer a close friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human and that means making mistakes and having off days. It's all part of the journey. Ever felt like you were constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when social media starts playing tricks on your mind, making you feel inadequate or envious? Trust me, I've been there too. Last month, I was browsing Instagram and stumbled upon a bunch of travel photos from friends who seemed to be living their best lives exploring exotic destinations, lounging by crystal clear pools, the whole shebang. Honestly, it got me down for a bit. I started comparing my own life, my desk job, and my pile of unfinished projects to these seemingly picture-perfect adventures. But then I stopped. I realized that social media often presents a curated version of reality, a highlight reel, if you will. It's easy to get caught up in the comparison game, but it's ultimately unproductive and damaging to our self-esteem. Remember, everyone's journey is unique. Your path might look different from someone else's, and that's okay. Embrace your own story and celebrate your accomplishments. Instead of comparing yourself to others, focus on setting your own goals and striving to be the best version of yourself. Alright, let's recap those key takeaways. Ditch the negative self-talk, it's time to rewrite the scripts in your head. Practice gratitude, appreciate the good stuff, big and small. Celebrate your wins, no matter how minor, each success is a step forward. Make self-care a priority, you deserve to feel good, both mentally and physically. Be kind to yourself, treat yourself with compassion and understanding. And remember, cultivating self-love is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep showing up for yourself. Keep practicing these moves and watch your inner light shine brighter than ever before. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to show yourself some extra love? Share it with me in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep rising higher, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.